Hey, it's Katie Moran. Here's your heartfelt lift. I'm here today with.
Annie Joy.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on today. I'd love to hear what you have to share with us today.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you for letting me be on here. I think what you're doing is wonderful. We need more inspiring stories. We need more people talking about what uplifts us and what makes us happy. So I'm grateful you're spreading good on the internet. That's amazing. I love it. So a little about me. I got into communication coaching and confidence coaching because of the things I've experienced in my life, like with my abusive marriages and the things I went through, that I just felt like I needed to help other people get to a place where they can speak up for themselves and talk more positively to themselves. And the story I wanted to share was that growing up, I beat myself up all the time. Like I would always say these awful things to myself. And I remember one time, my sister found my journal, and there was just lists upon lists upon lists of things that I just didn't like about myself. So she found that journal, and then she was so bugged that I was saying all these terrible things. And so she like took these post-it notes and wrote them all over my wall and was wanted to really boost my self-esteem, and which was so kind of her, but she couldn't give that to me. There was nothing that she could do to make me feel like I was worthy of being loved. And so, I have this history of abusive relationships even before I got married. And it was time to kind of start figuring that out. But I remember even like any mistake I made, like if I turned the wrong way in the neighborhood, I would be like, oh my gosh, you're so stupid, Annie. And like, just like this 15 minute, beat myself up for what I did wrong. And I started realizing I wanted to change that. And so, and when I made a mistake, I tried to just shift one thing to say, oh, silly me, and move on. Like, not just stop the rant right there and just, oh, silly me, move on. And I didn't even realize how much of an impact it would make until all of a sudden my 9-year-old and 10-year-old started saying, oh, silly me, whenever they made a mistake. And it touched me a lot because I thought, you know what? I am impacting generations by making these small shifts. Every time I heal a little part of myself, then I get to be, oh, wow, an impact on my kids because they're not growing up with the same self-loathing that I did. And I know that my parents did the very best they could. And all parents are doing the best that they can, but they didn't have the tools that I have now. And so I get to like parent my kids the way that I wish I'd been parented. And every time we heal another layer of our pain, we get to show up for our kids in a different way, and we impact them by doing what we do. Because I can tell them all day long, don't beat yourself up, like be nice to yourself, but they're watching what I do. And so if mom is like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst, and blah, 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 right? And just going on and on about how terrible I am, that's exactly what they're going to do. They mimic exactly what you do. And so watching them say, oh, silly me, and move on is so powerful to know that I am having an impact on my kids. And they're not going to grow up the same way that I did. And they're going to have their own issues for sure. Like that's just part of life. But knowing that those changes make a difference is everything to me.
So, how did you work up the courage to make that change in
It's a
yourself?
beautiful question. I love that. How do I work up the courage? I think that finally I just got to a place where enough was enough and I just couldn't take it anymore. Like I got to a place of, and people talk about rock bottom, but really, it's like, it just, when it gets so ugly, you're like, I don't want any more ugly. And I remember like, I'm a spiritual person and I connect with God on a regular basis. And I remember thinking like, Heavenly Father, I need something different. I want to feel your love. I want to feel like valuable, but there is a disconnect here and I don't know how to fix that. And I remember just like being quiet with myself and feeling this intuition of like, you have to change how you talk to yourself. And I remember, especially after my second divorce, I'm like, all right, there's a common denominator here. Like, I have to figure something out. It's not that I'm a bad person, but what is it that's keeping me from having like the relationship I want to have? And it was very clearly like, you have to change how you talk to you. You cannot make anybody else love you. If you have to love you, full stop. So that's when, I mean, I've done some work along the way and I kind of dabbled and like I'd gone to therapy, I'd done some things and worked through some layers. And I do think it's a process. I don't think you wake up one day and be like, now I'm fixed and everything's all better. And so I've been taking steps for like 20 years now. And, but at that point in my divorce, when I was laying on the floor, like bawling my eyes out, and I'm like, and now I've got kids and I got to deal with that. And like, how am I going to do this? That was like a very clear moment of like, you have to change how you see yourself. You are never going to find a man to love you the way you want them to love you if you don't. And I am choosing to be single right now because I have not found someone that I feel matches my level. I have not found someone that I feel would complete my life in a way, and not incomplete, like just would add to my life in a way that would like up level my life to have a partner. So that's huge for me to say, I'm not just going to get married again just to get married again. I'm not going to date someone just to avoid being lonely. I will sit in the lonely and love myself and my loneliness because I will not ever get back into a relationship where I'm being treated that way. But that's a direct result of the work that I'm doing because I'm doing it. I'm not done. And I'm probably never going to be done. But I think to answer the question is really just I had to get sick of it enough to say, no more, not doing this anymore. And I hope that other people don't have to get to that low. But sometimes that's what it takes to really sit in the darkness and say, I don't want this anymore, to be able to step into the light finally.
Yeah, it sounds like faith and a deeper purpose definitely played a role in that idea of surrendering, and that sometimes it takes us to go to a certain low or low in our own minds and hearts where we say we're finally ready to surrender, and whether that be to a greater purpose or to our mission or whatever feels right for us. I think that's so powerful that you share that. And I just want to again reiterate the idea that when we change ourselves for the better, that it has a direct impact on the people that we love. And sometimes the best way we can love other people is by loving ourselves first.
That is well said. That is 100% true. Like, and we hear that all the time, right? It's like cliche at this point. Can't love other people until you love yourself. And it feels contradictory in some ways, like a, you know, like a, but at the same time, like until you start experiencing it, then you're really gonna get it. Because you're like, oh, but I love everyone. I love them so much. Because you haven't yet experienced what it's like to love them deeper. Because that's all you know right now. And that's okay. We all have things we don't know, we don't know. Right, like we're kind of in the dark about it. But then when you start stepping into this like powerful way of being with yourself, then the doors start opening up and the floodgate, the I can't say the word, floodgates start opening up, right? And you're like, whoa, like you don't know right now how much more love you can have for yourself and other people. And the only thing that's stopping you right now, like blocking your progress, is you and you loving yourself. So I hope that anyone listening will just try to take some baby steps into just shifting a small thing about how you say things in your own head and watch the floodgates open. Like the compassion for other people will be 10x when you understand your value, then you don't question anybody else's either. But it starts with you knowing your own magic.
I love that so much. And I'll pose one question to the audience, and that is, what would you do today with a little bit more courage?
I love that.
Thank you so much, Annie, for coming on.
You are so welcome.